Coach P's perspective.
Serve God, work hard, family coaching, play my part. Faith is something that I use every day, game changing moves. Sit back, relax, and listen. Inspiration is my mission. Twitch, got your back, Coach 96. We do got your back. PCO be in my brain, CSL is in my veins. Ain't no stopping or no blocking. Heaven's where I aim. In order to succeed, we cannot be lazy. Repping Jesus all the time, and yeah, we're going crazy.
Hey fam and friends, hey, welcome to Coach P's Perspective, where coaching, inspiration, and faith collide. This is your host, Coach Chad Parks, and thank you for joining me today. I'm a college All-American wrestler, coach, and the author of the best-selling book, Game Changing Moves. This background has allowed me to train elite athletes, coaches, and high performers from all walks of life. So if you need a pick-me-up, a kick in the pants, or a coach in your corner, I got you right here on Coach P's Perspective. Let's go. This episode of Coach P's Perspective is brought to you by Manscaped, the world champion in men's grooming, the best in men's grooming. For me, I've always believed as an athlete and as a coach, if you look good, you feel good, you're going to perform good. So I like to turn to Manscaped products. I use their shampoo, body wash, deodorant, lip balm, cologne. You name it, they pretty much have it, right? World-class trimmers. And one of the things I love about Manscaped is this. Whenever we're looking at their grooming products, they are paraben-free, cruelty-free, dye-free. If I'm going to put it on my body, I want to make sure it's healthy and I want to make sure I smell good, right? So if you or someone you know wants to stay fresh, smell fresh, you want to walk out there with confidence, make sure that you go to manscaped.com, check out their products. And you can get a 20% discount right now using the code COACHP20. That is COACHP20. The world champions, the best in men's grooming, Manscaped. Hey, welcome to another episode of Coach P's Perspective. Hey, today I am bringing you a solo episode. So recently I was a keynote at a student event. I was speaking there and I speak a lot of places, but the message that I shared with these students, I thought about it. I was like, you know what? This is something I want to share on the podcast as well. And it came from Coach Atterbury, who was one of my football coaches growing up and one of my dad's assistant wrestling coaches, one of the most influential coaches in my life. I've actually told this story, I believe, on another podcast episode at some point, but I want to share with you the lessons that I learned and lessons I shared whenever I was keynoting this event. So I'll tell you the story real quick and just, you know, kind of backstory. Coach Atterbury, he passed away a little over a year ago, was battling cancer, and was a highly influential coach in my life. And then pretty much for everyone in our entire town, the people that he was able to mentor, coach to various places, successful at all of them. But for me, it really, really meant a lot in my life. And one of those guys that, you know, when you look back and you think about the people that have impacted you, teachers, coaches, bosses, you know, whatever, there are lots of people in this world that can impact us in a positive way. Coach Atterbury is one of those for me. So he was my dad's assistant wrestling coach. My dad was the head coach, Coach Atterbury, the assistant. And he was known for his work ethic. He was known for his hardcore workouts, his conditioning, things like that. And he brought that over into, you know, into our wrestling program. So every single day, my dad would finish up the regular practice. And then Coach Atterbury, you know, I'd get to hear this statement, "Parks, let's go. You better get it on your mind." And that's how he spoke. And it's, you know, he had this sort of a Southern drawl, but he spoke like that, kind of rough voice. And, you know, honestly, it's like what you would picture from a coach, man. And this is back in the, you know, the old school days, man, where like water makes you weak mentality type thing, you know, with Coach Atterbury. So every single day he'd keep me after practice and make me do extra workouts. And he did this because he knew that I could handle it. He did this because he knew that he wanted to drive me to get better, to, you know, continue to be a better wrestler, a more mentally tough athlete, a physically tough athlete, you know, and we also had a great relationship. So even though he pushed me really hard, I appreciated it every single time. Not always in the moment, but later. Anyway, so this particular afternoon, we finished up a really hard wrestling practice. And I hear, you know, "Parks, let's go get it on your mind." And so he takes me back into the wrestling room. We had a stationary bike in the wrestling room. One of the Airdynes, if you've ever ridden those, the kind that you use your arms and your legs. They're brutal. And then we had a long set of monkey bars that went across the wrestling room. And so we would use those for a lot of things, right? Sometimes you literally had to climb across them. Sometimes you just, you know, we jump up on the side, do pull-ups off of them. Lots of activities that we would do during wrestling practice, we'd build in conditioning. On this particular day, Coach Atterbury had myself and another athlete in there. And he said, okay, we're going to do a circuit today. So one of you is going to do sprint work on the air nine. One of you is going to go across the monkey bars. And then as soon as you jump down, you got a bear crawl for a given amount of time, then I'll switch. So we did that for a while. It was tough. And again, this was already after a 2-hour wrestling practice. So I'm doing this. We're going, going, going. And finally, he tells the other athlete, all right, you're good. You can leave. Parks, let's go. Let's keep going. So just mentally, that's already tough right there. You don't know how long you're going to go for. The other athlete got to be done. You're working your rear end off. Well, on these monkey bars, our wrestling room is back in the old school days again. It was super hot, like get really, really hot in there. And, you know, these are made out of metal. And so they would sweat. They would get wet and it was hard to hold on to them. So on the handles, we had just used athletic tape and we had taped all the handles so you had a grip. So whenever they got real sweaty, you could still use that and you could still grip it. Problem is that was extremely rough on your hands. And even to this day, I always had big calluses on my hands from lifting weights a lot, but had real, you know, calluses on my hand from work and from lifting weights. And so after going across this monkey bar several times, it began to rip off some of my calluses. So there's a point where I'm sitting there. He gave me a little break and my hands are bleeding because the calluses ripped off a couple of them. It looked worse than it was, but my dad walks in the wrestling room and I have my hands on my knees. I'm leaning over, sucking air, and blood's like running down my hands and it's dripping onto the wrestling mat. I remember looking up at my dad and I didn't say anything, but I know in my eyes, I just had like a help me, you know, make it stop. And my dad just looked at me, looked at Coach Atterbury, looked back at me, kind of shook his head and walked out of the room. And inside I'm screaming like, no, you know, I want him to come back and I want him to be like, hey, you're good for the day, you know, but he didn't. He trusted Coach Atterbury. So, you know, I look up Coach Atterbury. He's like, all right, let's go. So I'm back on the bike. I'm on the monkey bars. I'm doing bear crawls around the mat, getting blood on the mat because my hands are bleeding. And he broke me. It was the first time, I think the only time I've ever been broken by a coach, you know, physically. And so, you know, I was broke. I stopped and I stood up and started walking when I should have been doing bear crawls. And I remember Coach Atterbury looking at me like, what are you doing? Let's go. And I just shook my head no. And, you know, Coach Atterbury is not a guy you shake your head no at. Shook my head no. In my mind, that lasted like 30 seconds. I'm sure it was actually like 5 seconds, but it felt like it was forever. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, I can't quit. And I got back down and started doing it again. And he didn't make me go too much longer. I was done. You know, he'd always give me a high five or fist bump afterward, tell me great job. That's how we get better, those type of things. So this was a day that out of all the crazy workouts we did has always stuck in my mind. One, it was excessively hard. Two, I got broken, but I came back and kept going. So here are 5 lessons that I want to be able to teach off of this, because these lessons have stuck with me. I've been able to use them as a coach. I've been able to use them as an athlete, as a dad, as a business owner. These apply to so many areas. Okay. So the very first one is this. Everybody needs a mentor. Everybody needs a coach, no matter who you are. No one has ever reached a level where they are so good at something, they can't get help from the outside. We need third-party perspective. We need somebody else who has a fresh vision, a fresh perspective, a fresh voice, who can see it in a different way, and they can guide us. And, you know, some of the top CEOs that I know, some of the top athletes that I've interviewed, some of the just most successful people in various areas of life that I know, they have coaches, they have mentors, they have people that guide them, right? Athletes, not that they don't make their own schedule whenever they're highly successful and have a lot of influence on what they do, but I tell you what, it's nice whenever you can walk in and you have a coach that says, we're going to do X, Y, and Z, and you just follow it and you go as hard as you can. You didn't have to do all the planning. Okay. That's nice. But we all need a coach. We all need a mentor. And for me, Coach Atterbury was that. He was a mentor. He was a coach. He kicked me in the rear end when I needed it, but he also put his arm around my shoulder and, you know, told me he loved me when I needed it, or, you know, told me, hey, you're doing a great job. You know, at the same time, whenever I needed to go harder, you know, or he felt like I was slacking, he would tell me I was slacking. So, you know, you got to have a mentor who's going to be real with you, but who's also going to encourage you and pick you up when you need it. So that's lesson number one. We all need a mentor. We all need a coach. We got to have that white belt mentality that says, I want to keep growing. That's part of having a growth mindset. Number two is this. No one's coming to save you. And when I say that, I don't mean that you don't need people, because you do. I just said you need a coach. You need a coach. You need a team around you. You need God in your life, right? Okay, he opens a lot of doors. But ultimately, like, you're the one who has to do the work. I believe God's given us gifts and abilities, and it's also part of our responsibility to really hone those, right? I mean, you got to go out and actually do the fishing to catch some fish. So one of our jobs is to know that, hey, if I want to be great at anything, whatever it is, okay, if I want to be a great wrestler, a great coach, a great business leader, if I want to be a great husband, dad, I have to put the time, effort, and energy into it. I have to continue to have this growth mindset. I have to continue to go after my desired outcomes and create great habits on a daily basis that are going to get me there. Okay. No one's coming to save you. I looked at my dad. I wanted my dad to save me from a difficult situation. My dad, again, trusted Coach Atterbury, and he also knew by saving me from a difficult situation, he was keeping me from learning a lesson that was going to help me later on in life. So whenever I went to college and I was a college athlete, guess what? Whenever we had those hard workouts, I was still one of the hardest workers in the room. I could push through it. I'd already been there and I'd already done that. Right now, as someone who trains and works out a lot, and I work out with my own athletes, I still have that mentality that was ingrained from the way I grew up and ingrained from having coaches like Coach Atterbury and having my dad as a coach. Okay. So no one's coming to save you. You got to put in the work. I tell my wrestlers all the time, you're the one who does the practice. You're the one who walks out on the mat and competes on the match. You're the one who gets your hand raised or doesn't. You're the one who gets the medal and gets to take it home. This is your journey. And once you take responsibility for your journey, you are going to be more successful. So no one's coming to save you. There are people that are going to help you. Please reach out and ask people for help. I ask people for help all the time. All right. I ask other great coaches, hey man, what do you do here and here? I'm always trying to learn from other people, but ultimately I have to implement those things and I have to do the work. We all have to do that. So that was number two. Number three, hard work. I don't care how successful you are. And on this podcast, I've been able to interview a lot of highly successful people in various areas of life. They all have something in common, and that is they work really hard. Doesn't mean you're not looking to make the most efficient way of doing something. Doesn't mean that you're not, people say like, you know, work smarter, not harder. You got to work smart. You got to be efficient. You should always be looking to improve those areas, but it all takes hard work, and there's no way to skip around that. You just can't. You can't go from point A to point B and be successful and not have hard work built in there. My dad used to always say that there's a four-letter word not written on the bathroom stall or not spray painted on the side of the building. And that four-letter word is work. Okay. You got to be able to work hard. That's just all there is to it. If you want to be great at something, put in the time, effort, and energy. Be one of the hardest workers around. Again, I'm efficient, man. Everything I do, I try to be as efficient as I can and find the most efficient way to do it. But I have to make sure that I'm putting the effort in, so you can't skimp out on that area. All right. So number one, you got to have a mentor. Number two, no one's coming to save you. Number three, hard work. The next one, number four, and there's five of these, relationships. Relationships matter. Because Coach Atterbury poured into me, because he lifted me up when I needed it and told me to do extra when I needed it, because he was always real with me, because I knew he cared about me. I knew he loved me. All right. There were times where, you know, I needed somebody to be there for me, because I just lost a tough match, or my dad was my coach. Maybe he was being, you know, maybe our relationship was rough at the time, whatever. Coach Atterbury knew those things. He was able to step in and to be that buffer sometimes, but man, he was not afraid to tell me whenever I was in the wrong. Because we had a relationship, I listened to him. All right. I didn't rebel. Whenever you don't have a relationship with somebody, you try to give them rules, then oftentimes they rebel. I'm not saying the kids aren't going to rebel. I got four of them right now. And I was a kid once. I understand that fully. Okay. But relationships matter. So if you are running a company, if you are a leader of any sort, if you're running your household, okay, relationships matter. Coaches, the number one thing you can do is build a relationship with your athletes. They will run through a wall for you, which is going to benefit them. I would still run through a wall for my coaches today. If Coach Atterbury was alive and asked me to run through a wall, I would give it my best shot, right? So because we had that relationship. And whenever you like literally have blood, sweat, and tears, and he worked out with me a lot. When you have blood, sweat, and tears with somebody, you build a deeper relationship. All right. That guy put me through some of the hardest workouts, and he was often right there beside me doing the same workouts. Okay. Next one, last but not least, number five, Success happens behind the scenes, and it happens there first. You don't just jump out without putting in the work. You don't just jump out and become an overnight success. Those don't really exist. Usually those took a lot of years, and then the public just found out about them. Okay, maybe, you know, we often talk about people in the music industry being an overnight success, or maybe in the movies or something like that, as an actor, actress, maybe starting a business. Those people were often honing their craft behind the scenes where nobody saw it. So whenever I was training with Coach Atterbury, all the other wrestlers had left. It would be us in there in the wrestling room working behind the scenes. Other people didn't know it, and they weren't able to see that, right? But when it was come game time, so when I got to step out on the wrestling mat under the lights, I was a better wrestler because of it. I was a more confident wrestler because of it. I was in shape because of it. Okay. Success happens behind the scenes first. If you want to write a book, you got to put in, you know, you got to put in lots of work. You got to put in a lot of effort, lots of mornings or evenings or whenever it is that you feel the most creative, setting down consistently on a consistent basis, writing. Consistent basis is the key there. Okay. If you want to get in great shape, you have to be working out and eating well on a consistent basis. And these are not things that, you know, we live in a social media era where everybody is always posting every single thing. You didn't work out unless it goes on social media, right? So, which isn't really true, but a lot of people, it feels that way. Man, lots of these workouts happen when nobody else is ever going to see them. Lots of your success is going to happen when nobody else sees it. And it was all behind the scenes. It was all the work, you know, that you were putting in. And then when it's time to shine, then you can show up and you're very good at what you do. It made me think about, and David in the Bible, he was very good at playing instruments, right? We know him for killing Goliath. And of course the guy could sling a stone, but you know, there was a time where the king brought him in to play an instrument for him because he was known as the best in the area. And he spent lots of hours playing the instrument. Your gifts will make a way for you, but you got to put work into those gifts. Okay. So I'm gonna wrap this up. Coach Atterbury was an amazing man, highly influential on my life. Hopefully you think about somebody that was highly influential on their life. If they are still alive, reach out to them, send them a text message, give them a phone call, FaceTime them, whatever. Let them know you love them, you care about them. Thank them for, you know, for pouring into your life. Thankfully, I was able to do that with Coach Atterbury a number of times over the last few years before he went on to be with our Lord. But if I could, I would text him right now and tell him thank you again. So reach out to those people, and then let's go through these lessons again. Everybody needs a mentor. Everybody needs a coach. That's number one. Number two, no one's coming to save you. It is your journey. You got to be the one who gets in there and gets after it, perfects your craft, and put yourself in a position to reach your desired outcomes, your desired goals. Hard work is number three, and there's no way around that. You just got to work hard. Number four is relationships matter. Build relationships. Number five, success happens behind the scenes first. Put in the work, and eventually you will have an opportunity to show out. All right, y'all. This has been another episode of Coach P's Perspective. May God bless you, smile upon you, give you peace. Till next time, we're out. Hey, go check out my friends over at Forever Fathers. You can find them at foreverfathers.com. This is one of my new favorite brands, right? T-shirts, joggers, beanies, hoodies, you name it. The gear is comfortable. It looks good. Just because you're a dad doesn't mean you got to rock the dad jeans and the dad tennies, right? You can be swagged out. You can be fly. My wife likes it. She says it looks good on me. I like it, and it feels good. All right. And really, man, there's a purpose behind this brand. There's a purpose behind this clothing. So, you know, Forever Fathers, they want you to be, as a man, not just a dad, but authentic, legacy-minded, and to lead with purpose and passion. So go check out my friends at foreverfathers.com. Grab some gear.
Podcast complete, now me working overtime. I'm just a vessel for the spirit. When it's in me, then I shine. If the clay gets broken, he makes some whole new pottery. Repent for your sins, tell Satan to stay up off of me. With a new step, CSL rep, pop, lock and rock. Coach P, who never stops.